This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
A family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
It's 2 p.m. in Memphis. Giannotto and Jeffrey time. Get off the fence. Live on Memphis's sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jim, can you hear me whining?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Giannotto and Jeffrey show. We are coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. Dennis Fuller's producing the program for us. Glad that he is with us. Sitting across me is the Crucial Appeals lead sports columnist. The lead sports columnist on the number one sports section in the state of Tennessee. Top three sports columnists in the state of Tennessee. Barely. Tied for eighth, best sports columnist in the United States of America. He's on Twitter, on X, at MGiannato. Mark, good day, sir.
Welcome to the NBA. Do we count this as in the NBA playoffs tonight? I know it's called the play-in, but like when a team makes the play-in tournament, have we decided they made? You can't actually say they made the playoffs till they actually win one of these games, right?
Yeah,
they win.
It's Dayton rules.
So it's very much like the NCAA tournament. You can't say you're an NCAA tournament team.
You are a playoff team
just because you're playing in the play-in.
Correct. You have to make.
Can
a bracket.
You say you made the postseason?
You made the play-in.
You can't say you made the postseason.
Made the
That'd
play-in.
Be misleading. That'd be too misleading.
I view it a lot like... Remember,
saying you made the playoffs would be inaccurate. This is postseason.
I view it like once upon a blue moon. It used to happen more frequently when you only had four teams getting in the playoffs each league, but I view this as the 163rd game.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's right.
The NBA is going to force it down our throats because that's what they do, but that's how I view
it. A coach can't say, like, I made three straight playoff appearances or I made the postseason 3 years in a row when two of them are, you know, you lost as the 9 seed in the 9-10 game. You can't count that.
You have to make the bracket. You got to make the top eight.
Well, I think the NBA playoffs... Well, obviously, it's a lot better when the Grizzlies are in it, you know, and you're looking forward to that.
Very different vibe.
Different vibe, but it's still, I'll say this. This is a familiar feeling for me as someone who grew up around the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find joy in the playoffs,
Watching other people in the playoffs.
Even though your team isn't in it. And obviously, the Grizzlies have had seasons like this. We haven't had it in a while, because ultimately... When you really think about it, yeah, they didn't make the playoffs in Ja's rookie year, but, you know, it was the bubble situation.
I said, it felt like getting invited to the bubble was a...
You made the postseason that way. So really, it's...
They technically played the first play-in game.
Really, it's the year...
Just wasn't branded.
It's the year Marc Gasol won the title with the Raptors. That's the last time the Grizzlies weren't in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, where you really felt like you were missing out on the playoffs.
Well, and then the bubble itself was just... Weird.
It's just odd. It's just odd. So it'll be a little different, but I am looking forward to the NBA playoffs. I think we're going to have, especially in the West, I think it's going to be could potentially be a really compelling playoffs. And then when we all look back on it and go, man, but ultimately, there is a scenario where it's really compelling. And then at the end of it, when it's Denver Boston, you go, well, this was kind of anticlimactic.
So, you made an interesting point yesterday when you were talking about you're watching your neighborhood, the Masters, mm-hmm. and the moms of the neighborhood really got on the Scotty train because of how he played that.
Mm-hmm.
I know 100% this was not his intention, mm-hmm. but I have been kind of one of the holdouts, if you will, of the, if the Grizzlies aren't going to make the playoffs, let's root for the Timberwolves.
Mm.
I apparently am the only person that remembers Rudy Gobert sucks.
Mm.
Like, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Mike showing up at Mark's thing.
Oh,
That was the moment where I was like, okay, I'll look past it.
Yeah.
I'll do it for Mike.
I think that might be right.
I want to be clear. I was a holdout.
Let's dive into the NBA playoffs to start today's show. We'll get you ready for tonight's play-in games. I think the two best play-in games are tonight.
I mean, I guess Heat-Sixers is interesting. I just think the problem is the whole thing with the East is like those bottom two teams. It's like, who cares?
Yes. So we'll dive
this
into
is
all
certainly,
that.
This certainly feels like the two highest profile games.
Yes. I mean, just given the star power involved. So we'll dive into that here to start today's show. 2:40 or so, Tim Murray from VSiN will join us, get his thoughts on those playoff series. Also, we got to talk about the NFL draft. It's getting close, and I'm just telling you, so my Uncle David is a diehard Washington football fan
mm-hmm.
in Maui, Hawaii.
Y'all are the Commanders now.
Yes. I actually had a conversation with him last week. He's with me. I'm not calling him the Commanders anymore. I don't like that name.
No.
I'll call him, I'm not going to call him the, I'm trying to avoid calling him the R word. My uncle's older. He's not politically correct like that. So he's going to continue calling him the R word. But I'll go with just Washington football team. I hate the Commander's name. I really do.
I do think the good thing going for you is it seems like Commanders is not going to be a thing. It's just there's a few other things on the agenda.
They're trying to get the stadium done first, correct, and then they'll rebrand right after they get
the
stadium.
And the good news is Josh Harris doesn't feel like he's going to sell out to try to have a military-based name so that he can get some military contracts like Dip S used to do.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, both me and my uncle are terrified that they're going to take J.J. McCarthy. I hate that.
Oh, well, welcome to the crowd.
I hate
this. There's a lot of scuttlebutt. So Daniel Jones gave
Well, let's talk to Tim Murray about it.
DJ gave a presser today, and it's like, oh, boy, they've told him they are getting a quarterback.
Yeah, so let's talk to Tim Murray about the draft later this hour, because it's only, 9 days away, I think?
First round will be a week from Thursday.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. So we'll talk some NFL draft later this hour. 3 o'clock or so, we will get into the list. It is bustling in the transfer portal. We had the transfer portal open for spring for football, and then obviously it's still going on for basketball. We've got some updates on the Memphis basketball front there. Rory had to address the rumor that he might be headed to LIV today. A report. We also got some interesting Masters ratings. Team USA, it looks like we've basically got it all settled for Paris for basketball. We'll dive into that. And also had the first WNBA draft that I was aware was going on while it was happening.
Mm.
Like, I mean, honestly, it's like it just shows you the swell of attention on women's basketball as a result of Caitlin Clark and that, you know, what was, probably the biggest NCAA women's basketball tournament ever. Right? I think that's the best way to probably put it.
I don't...
Most watched?
I don't know, but historically, yes, it seems like that's the case.
Most watched. So we'll dive into all of that, and also maybe talk a little Grizzlies to close the show. Some extra thoughts coming out of breakdown day yesterday as we get ready for a long offseason, and we'll have to pass the time with the NBA playoffs to start. I guess we can start with tonight's playing games because you've got Lakers Pelicans. So LeBron and AD going against Zion and CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram. It's AD back in New Orleans for a high profile game, probably for the first time.
Did they not play on Sunday?
Yes, and the Lakers beat the tar out of them.
In New Orleans or in LA?
I believe it was in LA. Now, the Pelican, if you look at it, the circumstances, I do think you should be worried if you're a Pelicans fan, given, you know, because it was not a close game, and it felt like.
No, it was in New Orleans because remember they did Memphis, New Orleans, like that was their end of the season.
Oh, that's right. Well,
they went in there.
I would assume so. Yeah. And so it looked like that game. I was reading about it. Like you got the vibes of one team knows what it's like to play a playoff game and one team didn't, you know, like ultimately, because that last game turned into basically a playoff game for both teams. The Pelicans trying to keep the sixth seed and the Lakers trying to get up to eight so they can get into a bit more advantageous position in the play-in situation. So you got that. And then it's followed up by a rematch from last year's first round, a great first round series. Warriors-Kings tonight in the other West play-in game. Lots of big stars. You got Steph Curry in one and LeBron in the other. And, obviously there is the narrative of should the Lakers throw this in order to set up playing? Because if they win, they're playing the Nuggets in the first round.
Correct.
Whereas they lose... You host
the winner of the second game
with a chance to play Oklahoma City.
Correct.
Who I don't know if you'd be favored necessarily, but you'd have much better odds against Oklahoma City than you would Denver.
Yes.
I think that's the way. And it'd probably be like if it was Lakers Thunder, I don't think it'd be a pick 'em, but Oklahoma City would only be a slight favorite.
Honestly, it would probably be a lot like the Lakers Grizzlies series last year where the Grizzlies I think were like -130. Like the Lakers were an underdog, but
the reality is you played this type of series and got to the Western Conference Finals a year ago, like when it set up this kind of similarly for you if you're the Lakers. So, and then you've got with the Pelicans, I do think, like, if you're the Pelicans and you lose this game, I think you have to seriously consider, like, they ultimately, it has not worked exactly as they thought with Ingram and Zion, and they already gave Zion the extension. And, like, I do wonder if the Pelicans lose this game. I guess they have another chance
so they
to
lose
make
this
playoffs.
One, I mean,
yeah. But if they flame out, let's say even if they, let's say they lose, if they don't make the playoffs, the Pelicans don't. I do wonder about what happens with that team.
Well, I mean, I think it begs the first question, which is standard, because far too often it feels like with the NBA, and I guess we kind of do it with the NFL, but particularly we do it with the NBA. When we decide someone's not going to win a title, blow it up. Well, I don't know. What does New Orleans care about? They've had meaningful basketball.
Well, I don't think you blow it up. I think what you do is you try and you go, you know what? Like, one, it feels like whatever happens this year, Jonas is going to be a free agent and they're not going to, you know, like, it sounds like he's not going to be back. I mean, maybe he's still starting.
No, I mean,
for them,
yeah.
But that's the scuttlebutt. And then. No, what you do is you try and get something that pairs better with Zion for Ingram.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, at a certain point, it's like, do you maybe run it back? Like, I don't know. I mean, it's not like as if it's championship or bust.
Yeah.
If you've got the building, relatively full most nights, like, that's a big deal. I mean, this is where...
And they did get Zion for most of the year this year.
This is where I really think it actually does factor in with the Grizzlies. You know what we saw this year pretty quickly? Like, whoo boy, you cannot risk being uncompetitive. And, like, you started to realize, like, people were willing to write it off this year as this is a set of bad breaks, and everyone knew, but we're coming back next year.
Yes.
Like, everyone kind of settled it. But you start to realize, particularly in places where it's not just going to be, people aren't just going to buy tickets. Like, the Knicks can suck and people can still buy tickets. You know what I mean? Is being competitive something that's worthwhile? Because
I don't think they become uncompetitive. I think the goal would be to be more competitive.
Right, but my point is, what you're talking about is, A, first off, when you trade, you don't always trade up. You just try something different. But you can go from a 7.
Yeah, but, like, ultimately, you're going to have to.
But, I mean, what's the market for Ingram? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He's on a big contract.
You know what I mean?
Like, the reason you do it is he's an expired. Like, next year's the last year of his deal. If you're not going to re-sign him.
Right. And I can totally. I can totally foresee that. But this is also going to be something. What if the Grizzlies find themselves next year in the exact same situation where the Pelicans finished, 49 wins?
Yeah.
And I think 49.
No, 47, right? 47?
I think they were 49-33. And I think 49 wins last season would have gotten them, like, the 3.
Yeah, Grizzlies were the 2 with 50.
Correct. And so, like, you look at it with the Kings, it feels like the Kings had this massive fall off. Do you realize this?
No, they won 46 games.
And they won 48 last year.
Yeah.
So.
No, the West. The competitiveness of the West this year, compared to the previous 2 years when the Grizzlies finished second,
yes,
it's a different animal. It was a different animal.
To me, like,
and it feels like it's going to be similar next year, if not a little better, because the Grizzlies are expected to be better, and the Spurs are going to be better. You had today, I don't know if you saw Danny Ainge at their breakdown day stuff. Danny Ainge, the Utah Jets, they're going big fish hunting. They're like, they want to go make a splash this offseason. Like, they're not going to just sit back and, you know, sort of be in no man's land like they've been the last couple years.
Okay, the reason why I bring up the Pelicans example is, okay, let's say that the Grizzlies find themselves in the same position. They win 49 games next year, and they're the 7. And they get beat in the play-in, and they flame out. They get beat twice in the play-in.
So that wouldn't happen.
That would mean two home losses.
Yeah.
How is that any different than the situation you're talking about with Ingram? You would have Jaren coming up on the last year of his deal.
Well, I think because the difference is like, ultimately it feels like Jaren positionally makes sense with your core more so than the problem with Ingram and Zion is, like, they're kind of the same position, different types of players, but the same positionally, and you end up having to, one or the other is out of position to have both of them on the floor. And ultimately, if you're going to have two max guys where you're thinking in your head, well, if we're going to get the most out of them, one has to be off the floor, that doesn't make sense long term. They've tried to make it work for a couple years now, and this year it's worked better than than every other year.
Well, because you've had Zion on the floor.
You had Zion on the floor, and you have to, like, are you really going to give big money to Brandon Ingram to finish seventh or eighth when it feels
How old is Ingram?
He is 20, only 26 still. Okay. 7 years in the league, only 26.
Maybe I'm high. Mm-hmm. I can make an argument I'd rather give Brandon Ingram the money than...
Yeah, but they've already given Zion the money. That's the thing.
I know, but at the same point, it's like, I don't know. Like, I trust Brandon Ingram at least to be on the floor more.
Yeah. No, I mean, the reality, I wouldn't disagree with that. But just you have to deal with the realistic terms of they just gave Zion the extension. So they've already kind of shoehorned themselves into a certain spot with him.
I mean, I guess I'd say it this way. If you put both on the market, who gets the bigger return?
Zion. I think Zion. Especially after he played all this year. Yeah, Zion. Because Zion is like a box office draw, too, potentially. Like, I'm not saying Zion would go to, like, every contender would be after him, but, like, someone like the Brooklyn Nets would be all over Zion. You know what I mean? Like, teams like
maybe,
that.
Maybe, but you also have to think about it in these terms. Okay, this was the year where he was on the floor more. He was good, but we both agree. Like, we've seen peak Zion. Like, that was not peak Zion.
I think he's gotten better as the year's gone on. If you look at him, like,
it's mainly the explosive. He does not look, anywhere near as explosive as he used to.
But he played himself into some decent shape, if you've watched him lately.
I think he just played.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. He got in shape of the season. Well, I mean,
if you walk 7 miles a day out in the heat, like, yeah, you're going to lose some
weight
too.
This is a big moment for that franchise. Just like, to your point, next year's playoffs, hopefully the Grizzlies are involved, are going to be a really big moment for that, for this franchise here.
Well, I mean, I think if the Grizzlies aren't involved, then we have
that's a huge problem.
But very serious.
I'm going to assume, like you said, I don't know. With how competitive the West is, I don't think you can just say, I'm going to slot the Grizzlies in the top four, like, or top five or top six. Like, it was very clear this year. Like, ultimately, a 50-win season would be a pretty darn good season, ultimately, for the Grizzlies next year, right?
Sure.
I don't think I don't think it's the top of your predictions, but it's also not the bottom in terms of what you'd predict for the team next year, right?
Yeah, to me, I still, and Jeff pushes back on this, but, like, I think this is also a very important playoffs for the Thunder, and, like, I understand they're also in that position where it feels like you're playing with house money.
So I feel like they're a lot like the Grizzlies 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Right?
So my point is, there's only one team that I feel like coming into next year that, when healthy, I would go, I would have them ahead of the Grizzlies, and that's Denver.
Yeah.
But then you'd also have Denver coming off, I don't know, financial.
I think I'd have this version of Dallas that was playing at the end of the year.
Probably, but at the same time, like, I'm putting the Thunder, Dallas, and...
Do you put Phoenix in there? Because
I think Phoenix is always just going to be this weird thing where...
Well, I think if you watch them, like, the one thing...
But, like, their record, my deal is... Okay, maybe in terms of if I'm having to make odds to win a title, I could see a world where if I'm a bookmaker, I'm making the Suns a bigger favorite than I am the Grizzlies. But in terms of where they finish in the West, I don't necessarily feel the same way because I think the Suns are just always going to be kind of this regular season's going to be kind of iffy because Durant's largely a part-time player.
Well, no, I mean, I think the problem this year is not Durant. It was that ultimately – how few games they got with Bradley Beal until the very... Now, if you look at Bradley Beal, this is now... He missed, like, 5 games in the middle of February, but basically, from January 1 on, he played.
Right, and this is all kind of going to the same point. Like, for me, if you just watch Dallas play right now, you're like, oh, that's the
and
team...
And if you watch Phoenix, I mean, Phoenix went out and beat Minnesota by 19 points on the last day of the regular season.
Sure, but, like... Dallas's form
in a game both wanted to win.
But I think there's also like a huge question for me. Like, yes, you want to be peaking at the right time. Like, I definitely believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it's like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of unserious basketball for the last 6 weeks. So I don't know. Like, is that 19-2 that Dallas is running up, is that going to factor into the playoffs? Because this is really, like, when we say, like, we're getting into playoff basketball, this is, like, what it all matters to me.
Yeah.
Like, this has become a postseason sport. For instance, the Pacers. Like, that, to me, feels like a team that's going to be built for the regular season.
And now that series is interesting because they, if you look at it, I mean, them and the Bucks have that history from this year, the ball-stealing thing. But a lot of those games are at the beginning of the year when Tyrese Halliburton looked a little different. But we learned today, officially, that Giannis is at least missing the start of the series with that injury. Like, he's not.
So remind me again, I was trying to go back and look. Did he miss the first two games of round one last year?
No, it was the middle, wasn't it? It was the middle two.
So he got hurt in the middle.
He got hurt, like, in game one, I think.
And then tried to play.
I
believe. Came back.
He came back towards the end of the series. Maybe it wasn't game one. Maybe it was, like, game four. Let's see here. I'll get you the.
But it feels like we're setting up yet again.
Yeah, he played in game one, got hurt, missed game two and game three, and then came back for games four and five.
And they got beat in five, correct?
Yes, they lost.
At home. And I think they had double-digit leads in, like, three of the games they lost.
And they won one without him. They won game two without him
so,
in that series. The one game they won in that series, they won without him.
Like, the first thing that I'm thinking about as we head into the playoffs is, are we going to see what I think started, maybe you can maybe make the argument 2 years ago, but we're starting to have more of a trend where fewer and fewer teams are caring about the regular season, less and less. Or more and
like,
more teams.
And if you look at this year, like, it feels like Phoenix did it the best, ultimately, and that they didn't really care that much about the regular season, but ultimately they got hot enough late where they avoided the play-in. And, frankly, now they've got a series, you know, it's going to be about, I mean, ultimately they've had Minnesota's number this year.
Well, they are right now over at ESPN Bet. They are the series. They're the favorite to win the series.
But they probably did it best ultimately because the reality is Miami has not looked great.
Yeah, but Heat culture. I mean,
they didn't look great last year either.
This is like my whole thing. It's like, are we going to see the teams that were good in the regular season? Are we going to see them actually pay it off, or is this going to be another example of playoff basketball is a completely different animal? You get the shorter shot clocks, or you get whatever. You get longer. People take longer into possessions. When you have the 7-game series, people game plan a little better, and you start to see it largely becomes like a shot maker contest. Mm-hmm. Who's got more shot making? Mm-hmm. Or are we going to see, hey, man, this Thunder team, which won 57 games and really did look like one of the best teams in the West, like, they're going to prove it. Like, that's kind of the whole question to me is, what are we going to see? Is this going to feel like a different experience than what we've been watching for the whole season?
All right, let's game this out then.
All right,
let's go through. Okay, so tonight, who you got? How do you see tonight playing out?
There's something about it where I feel like the whole world just thinks the Lakers are going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It's kind of making me want the Pelicans.
Okay, and then what about that Golden State-Sacramento game?
Like, maybe this is dumb, but it's just like, I just feel like
Sacramento is 4-6 in its last 10. Golden State is 8-2
in
its last 10. However, they lost the key game where they could have had this one at home. They lost, their second to last game of the season.
I mean, at the same time, it's like the Kings are at home. It does feel like to me, like, if you wanted to be the smart bettor, it feels like take the Kings at home and take the Pelicans at home.
Golden State, 25-16 on the road this year.
I mean, they flipped it.
Yeah.
Because remember how bad they were on the road last year?
Yes. They were only 21-20 at Shea Center this year, Golden State. I think I'm going Golden State and the Lakers. I think they're both winning. I'm going with Steph and LeBron. I don't think those guys are both at an age where I don't know if either of them can go win a playoff series for you by themselves, but they can still win a big game by themselves.
Now, we should also factor this in. Is LeBron trying to become the winningest play-in? Is this going to be another, you know, first winner of the NBA Cup? Like, are we trying to build the resume? Winningest play-in guy of all time? I assume he's going to spin it as closeout games, right? Isn't that what I think? That's what the team LeBron always does. Mm. It gets spun into closeout games.
Like elimination games.
But
well, I guess tonight isn't an elimination game.
No, it's not. It's like closeout games. Okay. I think that's how they. I think it's closeout. You'll always notice team LeBron will start getting.
Yeah, because elimination games, he's had some bad elimination games over the years.
But it's like closeout games. The Warriors, now granted, like we saw the Grizzlies go into San Francisco and win that one. Thanks be to Draymond.
Yeah, but I think they've been playing well lately. And the Kings strike me as, if it's a close game in the fourth quarter, I think Golden State's going to win it. And then what about in the East? I have this sneaking suspicion that and again, it's based on nothing in particular other than Jimmy Butler's going to be over the hill at some point. And I think the reverse is going to happen to the Heat this year. Everyone's assuming they're going to be this dangerous team based on what they did last year. And we're going to have the scenario, and it's going to create all sorts of controversy where the Bulls or Hawks end up getting the 8 seed in a fluky win over the Heat.
Well, if you'd
like to, they lose to Philadelphia.
If you'd like to play out your working theory.
Yeah.
I mean, he has started planting the seeds of his music career. Remember Jimmy Butler? We had the country album.
Oh, yeah. Barista and
album.
Singer.
Well, no, we had the country album, then he was the Fall Out Boy. Remember he did the Fall. Like, is he.
Now, at the same time.
Is he positioning himself for second career?
At the same time. It does feel like NBA symmetry to get a Knicks Heat series. You know, like the first year the Knicks are like good in a while, like really truly good in a while, we get a classic rehash of those Knicks Heat games.
I just really feel like
all we would be missing like would both, be Van Gundy on the mic. Jeff.
I feel like they're both advancing. It's just a matter of whoever wins tomorrow night. That's who's the seven. That's who the eight is.
Tomorrow night's a big game because you don't want to play the Celtics. I don't think either of them are beating the Celtics.
No, but I think also like you don't like that's kind of the other thing. Part of the reason why I just don't think the Lakers are folding tonight is yeah, you'd probably prefer to play the Thunder than you would, but I just don't think in a situation where if you lose and it becomes a one game, like. It's not a series, man.
So game out your theory of, you know, will this play out like the regular season? Will it won't? Do you expect we're going to get, you know, like an upset in each? And let's say 4-5 doesn't count as an upset. Like, because, you know, but like, are we going to get, like, to me, are the Suns going to beat Minnesota? Is Denver going to get knocked off? OKC, are they going to get knocked off?
So you're saying it's going to be a 1-2 or a 3?
Yeah.
A 4-5 doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm not counting 4-5.
Obviously, I've got my...
Knicks, Bucks. I think you would say the Bucks, honestly, without Giannis, are the most likely at this point. Even though they're playing the Pacers, who I think aren't the strongest.
I believe odds-wise right now, the most likely is actually the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves? Well, I was saying in the East.
Yes, in the East, that would be...
And then in the West, I would probably... Yeah, I think... Well... Depends who the Thunder are playing. If the Thunder are playing the Lakers...
There's always the question of the Lakers with AD and LeBron, but like...
Well, but especially AD against the Thunder. The Thunder are going to have trouble against teams with big dudes.
This would be my...
As good as Chet is, like...
This would be my devil's advocate argument. Mm-hmm. The Lakers are getting a ton of credit for that run to the Western Conference Finals last year. Mm-hmm. But, like, let's take a step back and look at how it happened. All right, number one, the Grizzlies lose two of their three front court guys. And
it played right into the Lakers' hands.
Correct.
Yeah.
The next series is against the Warriors, who refuse to go big, really are unable to go big. Mm-hmm. And so it makes all the sense in the world that those are two really good matchups for them. But, like, if you get into... We saw Anthony Davis. It wasn't
If they play the Nuggets, they won't win. I'm talking if they play the Thunder.
Right. But my point is the Thunder do have, like, yes, it's young front court and it's not, like, beefy. But I would take the Thunder's front court option.
We've also never seen any of these Thunder players. I guess Gilgeous Alexander's played in, what, a play-in at some point?
I don't remember. Doc try to take credit for him at the Clippers? Remember
maybe he was like, yeah, that's right. That's what it was. He played for the Clippers.
Sure you want to get rid of him?
I
think he has PG.
Yeah.
Sure.
But like none of those guys on the Thunder really have played a game like this yet. So
no, but I mean, what if there's also the argument of like they're too dumb to know?
I'm predicting I think if Oklahoma City plays Golden State or the Lakers, you know what? I'm gonna predict Oklahoma City is the team that goes down early.
I'm kind of looking at the Knicks. And that's a typical flame out right after an injury.
Well, and just as everyone's getting their hopes up. Now, yeah. The one thing they've got is like Brunson, as good as he was in the regular season, we've seen like his game is made for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, because it's what we're talking about. It's like tough shot making.
Yes. I think it's going to be a really good, like, of the playoff series we're going to have, like, how many do you think are going to be duds? Like, I don't know if we've got a dud in the, like, maybe.
Whoever the Nuggets play.
Whoever the Nuggets play
is. I think whoever Boston plays.
Yeah, I think that's right, probably.
Now, I would have probably thought that with Boston last year, but I think Boston's better.
Well, Boston advanced last year, right? It was the Bucks who lost to the Heat.
Right, but I'm talking about, like, I think that first.
Oh, that's right. They went to seven with Atlanta.
Yeah, it was like, and you're like, what
six
the hell?
Or seven. Six? They went
you're
to six.
Yeah, like they started off, and you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's right. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It starts tonight. We got Pelicans, Lakers is the first game, 6:30 on TNT, followed by the late game is Kings hosting the Warriors. Should be a lot of fun. I love.
What are we TNT tonight?
Yeah, it's TNT. Both on TNT. It's a wonderful time of year. We're going to get Stanley Cup playoffs starting soon, too.
It is a wonderful time of the year, but it is also like
You know what it's great for? It's great weeknight sports viewing is
huge,
what it is.
Huge weeknight, but then it also becomes late nights.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like,
especially if you want to hear what Chuck has to say afterwards and all that. Yeah, no, you're right. It is late, but it's personally, for me, as someone who can't really start getting super with the kids usually on most nights, I can't really start watching until 9 o'clock anyways. It's kind of perfect. You catch the end of the first game, and then you can watch the late game. And it's always, you always get those, I don't want to say random games, but it's like for instance, we've decided the Cleveland-Orlando series is going to be our NBA TV series, right? Like that's going to, most of the, until that gets to game six or game seven, another series have ended.
You know? Until they need inventory.
That's going to be the NBA. What's going to be the Western Conference NBA TV game? What do we think?
I mean, I think it largely depends.
If it's like if Sacramento-OKC is a series, I bet that ends up on NBA TV as the late night game, especially when they're in Sacramento.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, if it's Nuggets-Pelicans, it's going to be that.
Yeah, I also liked Hollinger referenced it in some tweet. Like, you look at these series also as a media member, like, do you have at least one hub airport in the series? Like, if you get, like, New Orleans-Sacramento, that travel is rough, you know? Like,
New Orleans is getting sneaky more flights, though. They're growing that airport.
But then you've also got Sacramento, too. I guess you can fly into San Francisco.
You're flying into SFO, anyway.
What would be the worst possible? I think it's OKC, New Orleans.
Well, no, we know over in the East it's Indianapolis because it was so bad at the All-Star game they made up rules to say never again.
Yes, Indianapolis is tough. Indianapolis to Milwaukee, yeah, but that's you're two short flights through Chicago.
Yeah, but everyone's got flights to Phoenix because you have American. So
and Minnesota, Phoenix is two big airports. OKC against L.A. or Golden State or Sacramento. At least you have either San Francisco or L.A.
Like Denver's United.
Denver's
hub.
A big enough airport. Well,
Denver's a big United hub.
Clippers, Dallas, obviously
LAX,
is fine.
DFW. Oh God, that might be the worst airport matchup.
I mean, honestly, Cleveland, Orlando might be the worst. Although with Orlando, because of Disney World, there are direct flights pretty much from every airport.
I'm talking about the two airports that I legitimately that are up there for me:
LAX and DFW. But you can't fly through Love. Maybe.
Yeah, but
maybe.
Well, I mean, in fairness, that's what my friends at college did.
All right, when we come back, let's talk to Tim Murray. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA playoffs. Also, talk about the NFL draft. It's only 9 days away.
Love that band.
I am terrified that my Commanders, that J.J. McCarthy is going to go too high in this draft. We'll talk to Tim Murray about it next. You're listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey on 92.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
ESPN.
Giannotto and Jeffrey, broadcast live from the Red River Toyota Studios. Check out Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas. This hour of G&J is brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network, only from Xfinity. The Giannotto and Jeffrey Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Birdies is Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. They've got three golf simulators, a virtual putting course, full-service bar, and a great menu. Spoke with Brian over the weekend. He said Saturday was one of the biggest days ever at Birdies. So I want to thank all our listeners for going out and supporting the show as well as supporting Birdies. Golf at birdies.com. If you want to book a hitting bay today, wedding season's fast approaching. You're thinking of a group activity. That makes it for a great spot. Also, make sure you check out their membership options. $100 a month gets you 10 hours on their golf simulators. Make sure you're following them on Instagram as well. At Birdies 901. Tim Murray's the host of VSiN Primetime Live, airing weeknights right here from 5 until 8. He's on Twitter, on X at 1 Tim Murray, college football, college betting podcast as well. RIP, I guess, until the fall, although he'll be doing some previews during the summer. I guess, Tim, though, I wanted to start here because how are you? Mark is getting disturbing reports about J.J. McCarthy bumping up. I still say that's classic smokescreen season. But where I'm actually nervous is if you saw Daniel Jones today in his presser, that looked like a man that had been told we are looking for another quarterback. And I'm very, very worried. Very, very worried that he could be a Giant.
J.J. McCarthy could be a Giant?
Yes. But Mark's worried that he could be a Commie.
I don't think he'll be a Commander, but we don't know. And I want to start there because I think it's really interesting. So
All right. On
Friday night, there was some random podcast that Adam Schefter was on, like, and I'm not knocking the guys who were doing it. They booked Adam Schefter, way to go. But he dropped a little hint saying, go ahead and get yourself Jaden Daniels jerseys. But then in the classic Schefter fashion, he's kind of tied himself in this web where he's kind of protecting himself if they don't go with them at number two. Because everything that I've heard, being from that area, knowing basically everybody's on the beat, is that that front office has told no one anything. So we're under this assumption that around the league, everyone's saying, well, they should draft Jaden Daniels, and them hiring Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator makes sense to go get a guy like Jaden Daniels. We don't know. So what I said last night on my show was that Could Jaden Daniels go to the Commanders? Absolutely. Is he worthy of being a minus 240 favorite to go to the Commanders? No. And, you know, we ran into this last year. I fell for it, where we got all this hype that Will Levis is definitely going ahead of C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud is definitely not going to the Houston Texans. Well, guess what happened? The Houston Texans selected C.J. Stroud, as we all know by now. So, yeah, it is smokescreen season. I'm trying to learn from my mistakes from a year ago. The J.J. McCarthy one is fascinating because Tony Pauline, who does a pretty good job covering the draft, he's actually going to be on my show tonight, shameless plug, 5:15 Central Time. He reported a week ago that Elliot Wolf, who is the de facto general manager of the New England Patriots, apparently is pushing for J.J. McCarthy to go number three. So I really, to be honest, the way I've attacked the draft so far, guys, from a betting standpoint, is that I really haven't gone at the quarterbacks on the top part of the draft. We can get to the lower part of the first round. I haven't really gone after it because I think there's so much uncertainty. And I think Washington, who reportedly is going to have Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and maybe even Michael Penix Jr. all in this week, I think that the Washington Commanders haven't even made their decision yet.
Okay, so I'd ask it this way because I think it's telling. Mark, who is a Michigan grad, and he's wearing a Michigan golf polo right now. He's got his coach's polo on. Mark doesn't want J.J. McCarthy as the Commanders quarterback.
No.
Like, that's a... No. To me, like, now there are other...
I've watched every game he started,
correct,
basically.
And
don't
I guess
want him.
I would phrase it this
want
way.
Want him as my backup.
Tim,
don't want him as a starter.
You and I have to watch this stuff all year. It's like, I'm willing to... Listen, I was wrong on Josh Allen. It's not as if I...
I was too.
It's
was
not
too.
As if I have a 1,000 batting average. But, man, I would bet on Jaden Daniels before I'd bet on J.J. McCarthy. Like, am I insane?
I don't think we know yet. And
I'm talking about forget betting on where he's getting.
Yeah.
Just the Commanders have the two pick. They can have everyone other than Caleb Williams.
Personally, as a college football fan, and I said this on a Washington podcast, I think in November, I said I'd pick Jaden Daniels. And I think Jaden Daniels' ceiling is superstar. I do think his floor is scary because he's not the biggest dude.
He's
not
slight.
He's not RG3, okay? RG3 was like a track runner. His legs were like toothpicks. Might still be. He's very fast, straight line speed. But Jaden Daniels is, to steal a phrase from former Washington Redskin Chris Cooley, who said it on a podcast this week, he's a walking highlight film. So if I'm them at two, I'm taking the swing. I'm taking the swing at Jaden Daniels. I have real reservations, guys, on J.J. McCarthy and Drake May. And could they both be good? Absolutely. To your point, Jeffrey, I was wrong too on Josh Allen. I'm like, okay, what? He's got a great arm. Cool. You know, he couldn't do it at Wyoming. And obviously he is, you know, a top five quarterback in the league right now. So I was obviously wrong. But I look at what we've seen on tape and what can be translatable and how the league has kind of changed here. That would be the way I would go. Now, I fully admit I'm a jabroni who sits on my couch and watches football and doesn't know the inner workings of, you know, front offices. So what do I know? But enough people that I've talked to believe that Jaden Daniels has superstar written all over him. And I think there are questions about Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. McCarthy's an intriguing ball of clay because he's a big body guy. He, you know, has a pretty big arm. You know, we have former Colorado interim head coach, the coach before Dion, Mike Sanford. He comes on our show every week, and he said he was at the combine. He was sitting next to JJ or standing next to JJ when he was doing his workouts. He's like, "Whoa, you know, this dude's got some juice to him." But to Mark's point, I think there's a lot of uncertainty regarding them.
Now it's interesting to me. I'm looking at a mock draft right now. It's got four of the top five picks as quarterbacks in this mock draft. It's USA Today's. It's got Caleb Williams going one to the Bears, Jaden Daniels going two to the Commanders, McCarthy three to the Patriots, and then the Vikings trading up and getting Drake May at five from the Chargers. What do you think that's kind of a scenario we're looking at? Whether it's Drake May or McCarthy at three or Jaden Daniels or McCarthy at two, do you think we get four quarterbacks taken in the first four or five picks like that? Someone's going to jump up just to grab it because there's no one below it? Like, how?
My gut tells me no. My gut tells me one of these quarterbacks is going to fall more than we anticipate. I think it'll go one, two, three, and then I think the Cardinals will look to trade out, and I don't know if they will. The Vikings are the most intriguing team in this draft because they already made that trade to get the other first-round pick. So they're just kind of waiting back with this kind of hammer because they can move up faster than the Broncos can, faster than the Raiders can, anyone else. Maybe the Giants, a team that could be potentially taking a quarterback. So they could go up and utilize that first-round pick, or they're just going to wait and say, all right, maybe this guy drops a little bit and figure out where we have to go. Maybe we don't have to use this first-round pick that we just acquired in this trade. So the Vikings are really interesting because they're just kind of lurking. And like, when are they going to go? So, yeah, I mean, once again, if you look at all the betting odds, it's a big guessing game. You know, history tells us that probably one of these quarterbacks is going to fall a little bit, right? Last year it went 1-2-4. It went Bryce, CJ, Will Anderson, Anthony Richardson, and then it dropped off a cliff and Will Levis ended up going in the second round. I don't think one of these quarterbacks is going to go in the second round. Now, the Penix-Nix conversation, that's interesting for the later half of the first round. But I think there's a little bit of a drop. Maybe the Chargers, though, at five. I think the Chargers, they're a team that has so many holes, and I think ultimately they'd love to trade out. But, you know, do they get what they want, or they just sit there and say, you know what, we can get, you know, Joe Alt, the best tackle. We could get Malik Nabers. I mean, they could get a lot of different pieces there sitting there at five. But we do this a lot where we fall in love with the quarterbacks because we know who they are, and it makes for better television and radio to talk quarterbacks, right? Where is Michael Penix going to go? Where is Bo Nix going to go? And put a headline out on Google that says, my mock draft has six quarterbacks in the top 15, you know? Yeah. And then ultimately draft day comes and it'll be four, maybe five. Oh, the fifth-year option. The teams don't really care about the fifth-year option for quarterbacks all that much. I mean, Will Levis dropped into the second round. Hendon Hooker dropped into the third round. Malik Willis dropped to the third round a couple years ago. I mean, these are all guys. I went back and I looked it up. There's a Twitter feed called Vegas Refund. He does a really good job of kind of tracking all the notable mock drafts, guys who are sourced. And I looked at the last seven mock drafts last year that he put into his spreadsheet. They had Will Levis on average going like 6.5, and he didn't go in the first round. So I think one of these quarterbacks, I don't know who, but I think one of these quarterbacks could see a little bit of a fall come next Thursday.
Do we like gambling on the draft?
I love it.
For both of you.
So I love it. So
I loved it when I smashed the over for Will Levis. That's one of my great hits. I was like, I just don't believe this.
So I'll say last year I ended up getting myself into trouble because I ended up getting kind of put into this spider web of CJ Stroud not going to, because that's what we had heard for a long time.
The Houston reports, I missed that one. That was alarm. The Houston reports, we found out that was just smoke screens.
Yeah, so that was one that really hurt last year. But 2 years ago, I'm looking back in my spreadsheet right now. 2 years ago, I had a really good draft. I'm thinking of what I kind of sniffed out from the jump. Trayvon Walker going one. We kind of were able to put the tea leaves together that he would be the guy. And then 2 years ago as well, it was a really good wide receiver class. So there were a couple things that I was able to gravitate towards. This year, to be honest, the one that I just keep harping back on is Bo Nix isn't going in the first round. And, you know, I go back to Todd McShay on Ryan Russillo's podcast. It was a week or two ago talking about Bo Nix. And what Todd McShay said, and I tweeted it out so you can get the exact kind of quote, but I'll paraphrase, was that he said, look, everyone I talk to in the league has a second or third round grade on him. And everyone I talked to says backup quarterback. And then something on ESPN.com came out today, which I thought was interesting. It was kind of that Intel type of article. And it said, you know, coaches love him, knows football, coach's son, can talk it, walk it. And I'm like, those are things you say about dudes who don't have bazookas for an arm and run a 4-4, right? Like, safe prospect, gonna make the right decision. But do you really go into the first round to get a guy like Bo Nix who doesn't have this huge arm? Like, I keep coming back to, I would be very surprised on Thursday, next Thursday, if Bo Nix is a first round pick. So that is the one kind of stance I've continued to stand on. Could I be wrong? Sure. I mean, the draft is all information based, and one team could like Bo Nix more than the other. And the thing that worries me from that bet, which is, you know, available at DraftKings right now at minus 150 to the over, is, look, Sean Payton's a quarterback whisperer, and he ultimately could trade back into the first round and say, I think this is the guy. But I just, to me, from everybody that I've talked to who knows the game of football, you know, inside and out, say, yeah, he's a good quarterback. It's not worth a first round pick.
And with Sean Payton, man, I find it hard to believe that he is going to take a guy that's not particularly accurate on like crossing routes. And that's like all his offense is.
Yeah. And I like, and here's the thing too. And I've been, you know, because everyone who has a rebuttal to me saying that Bo Nix not in the first round is like, well, what about Denver? Look at their quarterbacks. They stink. It's Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci. I'm like, okay. Do you think Sean Payton really cares? Like, Sean Payton's year two of an $18 million annual contract. Like, hey, you want to fire me? Give me my money. Like, I'm going to do things my way. And everyone's like, well, he looks like Drew Brees. He's short and white and doesn't have a big arm. It's like, okay.
By the way, he's 6'5".
Yeah, and it's like,
that's the other
Drew
thing.
Drew Brees also went in the second round.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Drew Brees in college was lighting up defenses like at a rate that we've never seen Bo Nix like even dream of.
And Will Levis is, I don't want to say 10 times, is 3 times the prospect that Bo Nix was. And he went in the second round. So I find it very hard to see Bo Nix going in the first round. And look, feel free to tweet me if I'm wrong. I mean, things happen. Gambling is gambling for a reason. But I think for me, the one bet I would make right now on the draft at DraftKings is 32.5 over minus 150. What I wouldn't do is, there are a couple shops out there that have like 34.5. I wouldn't mess with that.
Yeah,
because someone could trade up to 33.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.